Ose imo l'shabbos acheres. Tells you beferish that the reason for the Yisra Rano is you may tell him next time. There's a problem, Rav Osai. I already pointed out to you that Rashi in Beitza disagrees. Rashi in Beitza says that the reason for the Yisra Rano is Melechus, is Maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos. Like you have if a Yisrael did a Melech on Shabbos, is Yisra by a Goy did a Melech on Shabbos. Melechus Shabbos. I asked you to see that introduction to the Mishnah Berurah, a beautiful introduction in Siman Tav Kuf Tes Vav. Before we even start the Siman, it gives you all the secrets away in this introduction. Rashi and Beitza says that the reason for the Yisra Hano is Melechus, is Maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos, like you have if a Yisrael did a Melech on Shabbos, is Yisra by a Goy did a Melech on Shabbos. Melechus Shabbos. I asked you to see that introduction to the Mishnah Berurah, a beautiful introduction in Siman Tav Kuf Tes Vav. Before we even start the Siman, it gives you all the secrets away in this introduction. Here he writes as follows. Quoting Gemara, Beitzach of Dalam and Beitz. He says, Rashi says, Kadesh Shalei Yohana Mimlechas Yom Tov. Period. And Tosfos says, because no, you may count the Tav to do it. And he rouses a whole bunch of Nafkaminis, which we'll see soon. But wait a minute. Isn't Rashi against the Mefurash Tosefta? Gvalt. So I want to give the following suggestion. The suggestion is really found in the Sfasemis on Atah, Beitzach of Dalam and Beitz. That everyone agrees that the Tosefta's reason is the reason for the Yisra. No one doubts that. Mefurash Tosefta. The Machlok is not in the reason. The Machlok is in the definition. Remember, we had this before by the Amir Lenochri itself, with the Rambam, that the reason was you shouldn't do it in the nature and the definition of Shlichus L'chumra. Here too. The reason you shouldn't tell him. But what's the nature of the Issa? Is the nature of the Issa that you shouldn't tell him? Well, no. They introduced a new concept. They borrowed the concept of Melechus Shabbos by Yisrael, and they applied it to a Goy as well. This is necessary, among other things, to defend Shittas Rambam. So this is what Sam says. The Sfir and Rambam, Melechus Mishnah is the Kasha. I'm right over here. Perek Vav and Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Ches. He's quite clear what the reason for the Yisra of Hano is. It tells you Beferish. Lo Asru B'chol Mokom Asher Yavtu B'chle Shiyasu El Mei Davazeh Shem Tom Ayei Mutu Miyad Shem Ayom Alagor Elasis Lo V'yim Tzah Dov V'muchan Miyad V'kei V'ch Osach Shiyasu B'chle Shiyasu Lo Yom Alagor Elasis Lo Shem Ayinam Estaka Klub V'shem Estaka V'ler V'chle Shiyasu Davazeh V'nasu B'shabbos. Clear. That's in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Vav Halacha Ches. In Hilchos Yontif, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chav Dalet, the Rambam says like this, you have two Yomim Tovim, right? Shneim Tovim Shul Goliath. Dovra Mechuba Lekaka Shneka Barishin Ye Ochel Visheni. So the Magid Mishnah says, Ye Ochel Visheni. Why should that be so? Some say you have to wait till the Chedesh Shiyas of Yom Tosheni. The Rambam disagrees. Holds like Rashi Shit. Frek the Lechem Mishnah. Wait a minute. Holds like Rashi Shit. It's Mutar Yom Tosheni immediately. What's Rashi's Lomdus? You know the debate this year. Mamavishach one day is called. Lomdus works in Lomdus. If the nature of the Yisra is Yisra Hanom Lechas Hagoy, then you can apply lomdus. But if you talk on a practical level, a b'chdei shiyas is going to be also. The Tosfos passes against Rashi and Beitzach of Dalet. Frek lechem mishnah steer in Rambam. In Perek Vav Halacha Ches, he gives Tosfos reason, and he's making like Rashi, steer. Because it's fasemus, no. The reason is Tosfos reason. Before Shittas Tosefta, Rashi agrees that it's the reason. But the nature of the din, according to Shittas Rashi, is Hanam Melechus Shabbos. We'll have to see how he passed in all the Nafkaminas, but this is so. Okay. But before we get to that, Rav Osai, I want to get to the fundamentals. We really didn't start the fundamental Yisod over here. Tosfos says over here, in Chufkov Bezom and Aleph, that there's a distinction between the Oraisas and the Rabbonos. When it comes to the Oraisas, it's also for everybody. When it comes to the Rabbanans, it's only also for that person from its board. It's the first Shigamar Beit Zachafei. Heavy Bishul Yisrael Zeh, Mutal Yisrael Achim. Mefurish, can I go to Gemara? Can I go to Gemara itself? We'll see some of the others give a different shot. But that's the Pashup shot. So why should it be so? I'll give you my shot, Rabbi Osai. As far as Tosfos reason is concerned, there's no distinction between the Oraisa and the Rabbanan. However, as far as Tosfos reason is concerned, it should only apply to the person who, for whom it's brought. Because that person, hey, bring it for me. Next Shabbos, I'll tell him. However, with respect to somebody else, the Russian Beit has a very interesting principle, of course, more about Messiah and elsewhere. Ein Adam Chote Velo Lo. A person doesn't sin if he has no gain. So therefore, why should I sin and tell you to do something on Shabbos to do the goy for somebody else? I don't gain. I'm only sinning. Now I want to say the following suggestion. When it comes to a d'oraisa, listen carefully, Rabbi Osai. When it comes to a d'oraisa, we're going to aser it for acherim, even though the reason of tosis doesn't apply. Because in adam chote v'lolo. Ooh. So, manasha, why is there a difference between d'oraisa and d'rabbanan? So I want to answer to you this to you based on a combination of two comments by the Vilna Gaon. Open up your Mishnah Brewer, Rabbi Osai. Regular Shulchan Aruch first. Reish Nun Gimel. Reish Nun Gimel is discussing the Isurim of Shehiya and Achazara on Shabbos, which is not our topic at all for this summer. But there's one line I want to share with you and read you a line from the Gra, which is very important. Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph, a very, very long simon, very long sif, I should say. We're going to read one or two lines. In the case of Bidiyevit, it's in the regular Mishnah Berurah, it's page Chaf Aleph. Page Chaf Aleph. There's a case of Osad Motzoi Shabbos, etc. Ad Bechdei Shiyasker, Rabbi writes in the last line of the page. The Mechzira Goy B'Shabbos. Dina kishochach v'shoah. What does that mean? If a goy did this Yisra v'achzorah on Shabbos, so then shochach v'shoah. What's shochach v'shoah? So there's no Yisra v'chidei shiyase mutter. What's the pshat? Says the Vilna Gaon. I'm reading a quotation of the Gra. Sivkot and Chafei. The mezid ba'akum letzorech Yisrael kishogeg b'Yisrael. An equation is being made. A mezid of a guy, it's like a shogeg b'Yisrael. How do you know? W Yisrael kaim lan k'rab Yehuda. The be mezid lo yeyachal olamis. Uve nachri mutter b'chtei shiyasu. What does that mean? That means the nachri of the nachri of a mezid is the equivalent of a shogeg b'Yisrael. Where is this psak found? Open up to Semen Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph. That's where you'll find it. Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph. What does it say in the Mechaber? Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'meizet asalo la'olam u'lachem mutl motzei Shabbos miyad u'vishogeg asur bo bayom. What does it say? Mezid is also forever. But if a guy does it, the mezid is not also forever. So a mezid of a guy is like a shogeg of a Yisrael. So writes the Gra. That's step number one. Step number two. What in fact is the din, Rabbi Osai, when it comes to a derabbanan? See it. Open your Mishnah Brewery, please. Open your Mishnah Brewery. Simon Shin Yud Ches Sivkot and Gimel. When the Mechaber said, "I'm a Vashel B'Shabbos, so also Echad Misham Malachas, also forever." Gimel. V'imi malacha de rabbanon ayin v'bir agra sheherich. Ooh, it's a sheherich. Oh, wow. It's quiet and arichus. Sifkot and beis in the grove. What's the maskana? Lochiach de l'chule alma im osa osa b'shoge ein lesa b'diyeved lehonas v'imena. Okay? So if Yisrael did it b'shoge, there's no iser by the rabbonos. Now put two and two together. Hey, what did the goyim say first? A doraisa done to a goy is the equivalent of a rabbanon done by a yid. That we saw in Mishnah Gimel. Now he's saying a rabbanon done by a yid, there's no iser on over the heaven. To come out that a doraisa done by a goy, excuse me, that a rabbanon done by a goy, there is no iser b'diavad. Mitzad what, Rabbosai? Mitzad meleches Shabbos. Let's chazer again one more time. What did the goyim say? The first goyim in Reish Nun Gimel said, quote, the mezid v'akum l'tzorach Yisrael kishogeg v'Yisrael. Okay. So the goyim did something which is asur midoraisa. Right? So then there's an iser of same as an issur by a shogeg of Yisrael, there's an issur by a mezid of a goy. That's by Doraisis. But the Gaon here said that of a shogeg of Yisrael, there is no issur, by the Rabbanon rather, there is no issur by shogeg of Yisrael. So there's no issur by shogeg of Yisrael, there's no issur by mezid of a goy either. 2 and 2 is 4. That's true mitzad what, on both sides. Mitzad the issur of Melech HaShabbos. There'll still be a problem of what? Shema Yom Alo. That applies to the rabbanos. Not all fits in beautifully. It all fits in very nicely. When it comes to the guy himself, the rabbanos and the rice are the same. Aser shema yomalo. When it comes to acherim, with respect to the rice, even if you'll assume there's no shema yomalo, and but you still have the malechel Shabbos per se, the lumdish iser. However, if we're talking about the Rabbonans, so the Issur Melech HaShabbos does not apply to the Rabbonans. We just explained based on the two statements of the Vilna Gaon. And the Shema Yom HaLo doesn't apply in the Mechot Devil HaLo. Memel, it's Mutter. That's Pshat in Tosfos. It's a very nice Pshat. Does everybody agree with my Pshat? No. They don't agree with the Din. Take a look in the Sharatzi and Shin Chav Hei Sifkotin Memches. On both sides. Shin Chav Hei, Sharatzin Memches. What does it say over here? The Mechaba Paskin, the last line on page Kuf Nun Tes. The Mechaba Paskin. V'milei miborish sayochel lekarmelis mutol li'acher shalom milei b'shvilo. It's our Tosfos. Kuf Chav Beis. When it comes to the Rabbanans, for Acherim, mutol. I gave you a beautiful pshat. I think it's a very nice pshat. I like the pshat very much. Does everyone agree to Pshat? No. Look in the Sharatzin and Ches. V'sosan v'zeh the low k'yesh mishol mashul v'baran the dafka b'tchumin itiru li'Yisrael acha. You know why? Because mut osu li'Yisrael zeh, mut li'Yisrael acha. Remember, the proof of Tos Kuf Chav Beis is tchumin. So the Ran quotes an opinion, tchumin is unique. Because tchumin, what's osu for you is mutter for me and vice versa. That's the way where you are for Shabbos. That's a unique exception. But otherwise, even the Rabbanans would be awesome. How do you explain that cheat according to my whole Mahalach? Oh. So the answer is, I believe, that there's one overstatement, Rabbi Osai, in the Mishnah Berurah that I mentioned before. One overstatement in Shin Yud Ches. In Shin Yud Ches, when he quotes the Gra, in the Mishnah Berurah of Cousin Gimel, quotes the Gra, he used the word, L'chule Alma. But everybody agrees. The Chule Alma, the Shogeg is Mutter. That's not quite the case. If you look carefully in the Bir Agra, and especially in the Birchas Eliyahu, Greenberg Shlita, there in footnote 11, he explains, no. This is the Machloikas and Machaber and the Ramon and Choshen Mishpat, Simon Chafei Sefalef, all places. a diet shatov, b'shogeg. That's how the Gaon made a comparison. So there is a view there in Choshen Mishpah which holds that in fact there would be an Isser b'diyem. It's not quite l'chulei alma. So that Yeshav and Iran, I think, would hold like the Yeshav and the Ramon, Choshen Mishpah, which the Gaon quotes here. It's not quite l'chulei alma. But the principle that we announced, I think everyone agree with it. I think it's a very nice pshat. And I want to take it a step further. Okay, Rabosai, let's chazer again. We utilize the Tzvei Dinim, Rabosai. Tzvei Dinim. The din of Shema Yom Alagoy, which is based on the Tosefta. And it's also, according to many Rishonim, an additional dimension. That because that's the reason for the din, they instituted a together a din of a Melech HaShabbos, which is defined by the Kamas to Yisrael, Shas the Melech HaShabbos. With us, even with the Evan, as you see in Shin Yud Ches Aleph, based in Gemara's, in many places in Shas. But it's Tzvei Dinim. With this Yisod, Rabbi Osai, I want to go further than that. Let's take a look at the Tosus Mashke. Mashke. Very important Tosus. Omer Rabbi Natan. Everyone, look inside. We're going to be together. Omer Rabbi Natan. Please look inside. Be the Nokat Behemto, Flo Nokat Mile Mayam the Atzmo.
You could have gone down to the bar and gotten the water, even though the guy got a few still Muslims.
It's the famous Rabbi Natan. That is no Yisra Vano if you could have gotten it anyway.
Oh, that's Finan with Gomorrah, Nokri, Shalika, Asavim, with Sarki, Stroll, Afagavi, Stroll, Yokola, Hamid, Behemto, Agavi, Asavim, the Mechuber, Omer Ben Atam, also Nami, I betray him in the Nara, Shloy, Yokola, Havia, Behem, and the Shah, cooking over the river.
Right?
Rabbi Ben Leo, hey, be Raya, La Hatta, be Perish, Yotzu, Chutzutchum, Mechazu, Shloy, if Sidu had Teram Arisha, Erev, and Daphne Malif.
Paris went out of the tchum and came back. You can still use those Paris.
Who are then? Hamayim shemitzchilo ayochel lavo sham. They viewed their rishus rabbim. The sharu.
Rabbi Eliyahu gaval the garay. What does it mean?
This is right. Zok Paris.
Look carefully now.
The lo dami. The hosim lo is avdabu yisurah daraisa.
So Tosas' first instinct is to reject Rabbi Eliyahu's right by saying you cannot compare the daraisa to rabbonim.
Says. No, miulin and also Yisrael atzmo lo matzinu chiluk.
I ask you a question: if Tosfos rejected this teretz tochad dibur, what was the original thought? What the Balei Tosfos were fools?
In the first machshav of Tosfos to refute the raya of the Rabbein Eliyahu, what was it? It was foolhardiness.
Chas v'sholem lo makay, rachmona litzlan. Can't say anything. Chas v'shalom.
I want to say the following. I think a gevaldig gevor. Say pshat in this one line. I think it's a gevaldig pshat.
Rabbeisai. Rabbeinu Tam is what she taught us.
Why does Rabbeinu Tam say that if you could have accessed this thing without a malacha, there's no iser hanah?
Very push it, Rabbeisai.
Rabbeinu Tam is afraid. If you will enable the person to have benefit from the Melechas Agoy, next Shabbos will tell him to do it directly.
That's only true, Rabbi Osef, that's the only alternative. I like this fresh water from the board, no chlorine, let's say. So I like this kind of fresh water. So I'll tell the guy to do it next Shabbos.
However, why should I engage in a sinful behavior if I can access the fresh water without telling the guy anything? I'll just climb down into the bar, get the water, drink the water myself.
So there's no gzeira shemayom on the guy in a case which you can access it by yourself.
Good.
But as far as the other halakha is concerned, Melechet Shabbos, bottom line, the guy that I'm a halakha and you're benefiting, don't give me so many practical considerations. I could have, I should have, I would have, I might have. It's irrelevant. Right now, the guy to the malacha, you benefited by it, not allowed. Not allowed.
Oh, nail it like this.
Tosfos rejects this reputation by saying, Lo matzino chiluk v'osu Yisrael atzmo. Sure, that's true. That's a case where it's impossible to access this item without an Issa Malacha. Then lo matzino chiluk. You know why lo matzino chiluk? Because you're afraid of the Talmud. She's saying, what's the difference? It's the Reis to Rabbanon. Next Shabbos, I'm going to tell the Rebbe to do it myself. Go ahead, Jones, do it. So if I tell Jones to do it, the Rabbanon do it, the Reis, it's all Aser, and therefore they have to make a Gzera to ask the Hanah on me. That's what I'm seeing a chiluk between the Reis by also Yisrael Atzmo. What kind of a case? That's the case where you may tell the guy to do it because you have no alternative to get it that way. There's no other way for you to get the item without the guy doing the Malacha. So if this week you allow him to use it, next week will tell him. Doesn't matter, the rest of the Rabbonis. But here we're going right also, within Rabbeinu Tam, we're trying to prove. What Rabbeinu Tam say? That if I can access the water myself by climbing down, then the Isser, this first Svara, that Shema Yagila L'Shabbos Haba, does not apply. Because I can do it myself. Oh, so let's hit the Gama. Not so fast. You have to worry about the other consideration. What's the other consideration? Issa Maisa Shabbos, Melechus Shabbos. Oh, we just got through saying, within the Issa of Maisa / Melechus Shabbos, there we find a distinction between Dorais and the Rabbana. Just like you find a distinction if a Yisrael himself did it, based on the Mishnah Berurah Shinyat Ches Gimel, so too we find a distinction when the Goy did it. It's Kafta Vafera. We understand very well what Tosus meant when he said, below David, the Hassan lost Abdul Yisrael Dorais, of course, because we're talking about cases where there is no Shema Yom Alav Shabbos Habo, because you can do it yourself. Nonetheless, we can ask it by the Raisis. Why? He's the Melech Shabbos. Because when it comes to that, we do find the thing between the Raisis and the Raisis. I just showed it to you in Mishnah Berurah. She just has Gimel. Oh, the Gemal, the Gemshat. Meirid. Meirid. Ah. Kafta Beferach. I have to tell you, Rabbi Osai. I have to tell you that we're going with this beautiful pshat. I think it's a valid pshat. I think it's a lot of emes to it. We're working with an assumption that ain't adam chote malolo. That's what we assume. The Rosh sets of a farish in Masechta Beitz. Nope. If he said ain't adam chote malolo, the Rosh himself seems to say that on Yontif itself it is us. Only there's no mechtei shiyaz. That's the simple reading of the Rosh. And the question is, why is it usr on Yontif itself? So I think it's beautiful with my pshat. The Rosh concedes is another issue of what? Melechus Shabbos or Melechus Yontif. That only extends, that's only for Yontif itself. There's no Mechlesh Yasa by that. Yontif itself is us, even though the reason of Shema Yom wouldn't apply, it's Acherim. But Motzi Yontif, when there's no issue of Melechus Yontif, then you only, it's Shema Yom Acherim, and doesn't apply to Shema Yom Goyim, it doesn't apply to Acherim, and Mechotiv, that's my pshat. However, the Korban Asana has a different pshat there. It's of cotton pay. If you look in the Ramach, Saturday in the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Vov, Halacha Gimel, he says something very similar. Even for Acherim, there's a reason that there's a Gzeir of Shem Yomala. You may tell the guy for the Acherim. Why? The Korban Asano said, Chashina Legomlin. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. I'll tell the guy to bring it for you, you'll tell the guy to bring it for me. Sounds a little bit far-fetched, but that's what the Korban Asano said. I saw in the Megillah Sefer, on his own, doesn't quote any Korban Asanos. In Simon Chavtes of Kotten Hay, it's something very similar. And only for that little margin of the extra half an hour, I'm not going to go through these machinations. I'll tell the guy for you, you'll tell the guy for me for the half an hour. But for the 12 hours, we'll make a kind of a log rolling. We'll make some kind of a deal. That's a different interpretation as far as this Nakuda. Why did Usher Lacherim Bo Bayom? I said Shalat the Rosh because it's an Issa Maisim Melechus Yontif as such, and the Korban Asana with the Megillah Sefer with the Ramach and the Kesef Mishnah are saying it's because of a practical consideration. If for such a long period of time you're willing to go into collusion with another year, you'll tell his guy, you'll tell your guy, and all kind of scheme. Okay. Maybe. According to Rashi Rabosai, there's a big Chumrah. A big Chumrah Rabosai. Take a look, for example, here, Rashi Kufcha Beis Amin Aleph, Bichdei. Give a look. Give a look right over here. Kuf Chavez Amud Aleph. Towards the bottom of the page. Shelo yehona b'mashik dima lahochim b'shabbes v'chein b'chol ma'isa shabbes not to chachamim shiul amtum b'chdei shiyasu. Get impression from Rashi that Rashi has b'chdei shiyasu by a yid. If a yid was mechal al shabbes b'shogeg, it's also a b'chdei shiyasu. In Chulin that's obviously even more mefurish. It's even more explicit. Why? Because Rashi very pushing by a goy it's also. And Rashi owes a gether by a yid by a goy, the same gether. So we derive one from the other. The mechaber's mekel in shin yud ches sif aleph. Give a look quickly. In shin yud ches sif aleph. The mechaber is mekel. It says lo hayu dvara meyolo. What does he say? Havavashel b'shabbes b'mezid oslo lo. Olo vachem mutzah b'shabbes b'shabbes miyad. Uvishog osavom ayom gam achem mutl erev mutl gam lo miyad. You don't have to wait b'chdei shiyasa. So he paskins what? Seems to be paskining against Rashi. Against Rashi. The problem is that in Simon Tov Kuf Tezvov Sif Aleph, he seems to paskin like Rashi. Ein Yehudi shehevi doron liyisrael biyomtev. Like Rashi. So what's going on with this mechaber? Is it like Rashi or is it against Rashi? So the Magen Avraham says in Siman Shin Yud Ches of Cotton Bays, Lo gazu b'milsut lo shchicha. Zami. So the Gila Sef explains. Rashi himself was goes there. But we, although we accept Rashi's definition, the Mechaber, we accepted Lekula to be matir on Yontif Sheni Miyadach Leshiyas. What does that mean? If you're going purely with the reasoning should go to both the other Sheni Leshiyas. No. The reason is limited by the lumdus of Maisa Shabbos. That's one limitation. But it's an additional limitation that if it's Dava Shalosh Shchiach, lo gazru. The Rashi himself didn't hold from that second limitation. You see, klar. But the Mechaba of the Shulchan Aruch held from that limitation. That's the Pashtus. It's the Shittas of Mechaba. Okay. All this, Rabbi Osai, is talking about B'diyevet. Isar no B'diyevet. To be Matal Chatchila is almost unheard of. What? Almost? We already saw that Gos Mordechai, let's see it again, who says it's not only heard of, he holds that way, it's Lamaisa. Please turn to that Gos Mordechai, the very, very last page. Tough Ayin Dalit. Mamish. The very end. I'll show you one more time. Tough Ayin Dalit. Page Pei Dalit. Page Pei Dalit. With the rice and namilo asira la bedava shiefshel and limso takona de yisrael asoso but lochem cham of little shmenah mechuber aval an evshel asos begon vishus harabin the yochel lahove de mechitus bnei adam shari amira lenachri. Wow. And there are more quotes. This is one day shin chav hey. Rabbi Osei, please talk quickly. Shin chav hey sif yud. Shin chav hey sif yud. Look what happened over here. The Mechaber says that if a guy filled up the water, it's also about completely. He rejects the Rabbi Natan. The Ramah, the Yesh Mekilim, the Yomrim, page 318. The Yafim Huva, the Rosh Hashirab, the Sarok Yisrael, Mutal Adon, the Shtos Mehem, Ho, the Efshal Elach Shamal Lishtos, Tur of Shirab Natan, says Kuf Chavetz. The Yesh Matirin Aflachat Chila, says the Gra, that this Hagos Mordechai. Wow. Wow.
Shabruch Nun Zayin. The Gra says it's that's Rav Yoha, moving with Beis Yosef, Simon Shin Zayin. That's just Rav Yoha. That's just Hagos Mordechai. The Gra found the source for this Ramah. So I'm wondering, Rav Osai, how come the Ramah only mentions it over here in Sif Yud? He didn't mention it in Sif Yud Aleph. What's Sif Yud Aleph? You have a case in which a let's gather over the cases. Hold on. What I'm saying is as follows: it could be that the Ramah has a kula only but tzir of another sheet, which I'm about to introduce right now. So let's just start an interesting question. There's a very important Rashba that I asked you to see. If you pass me a Rashba, I'll read you some of the highlights of the Rashba. Kuf Lama Namad Beis. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, Mori Rav. Thank you very much. What a remarkable Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, we saw a Gemara in Erevin, the Rift quote that we saw earlier, of Shvush Ein Bal Maisa. What does that mean? Does everybody know this follows? Yesh Bal Maisa means Nischadish Bal Maisa Begufo Shel Dova. Asiyas Kli, Afiyo, Bishol, Achamayim. Fine. Fine. But Ein Bal Maisa means what? Ein Bal Maisa means Hotzor. So what's the difference? We have a concept called Maisa Shabbos, Rabbi Osai. That's the question of the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Nasanos, Maisa Shabbos is Doraisa. Maisa Shabbos is what? Afil Bishnu V'chayotivem. Havol Havoas Kelim V'ochlim Mishus Lushus. Fare Elo Mitzri Afil Rabbi Yochanan Nasanos Rabbi Osam. Kevish on Ischashi Ben Hachana V'Shabbos. Unbelievable. Achidish in Adin Doraisa. That if a goy did a malacha, cooked you food, you saw some of the rice with Rabbi Yochanan the sandler. But if he carried the food from across the Rishon Rabbi, the rice, it's mutter. No change in the chefs itself. Wow. Lefichach, hechmiru ba'miru legoy, afilu b'malacha mitzvah, hecha dekot betakein u'mecharesh midi b'guf ha'dover, shum da'havi tfei uvdun d'chol. Aval b'shvush shen b'maisach b'guf ha'shodover, konotzo b'lvad b'shus r'shus, and on Nira Kuvdin the Chol, Lochmir Ba Miroso, Eddie Ba Miroso. What an amazing Rabbeinu Yonah. You know what he's really saying, basically? You know what he's saying, Rabbi Osai? You know what's really right? You know what's really right? Who's really right? That's it. Who's really right? The Balit. The Balit says, Lo Amidu Devrayim, B'mokha Mitzvah Daraisa. That's it. You can tell the Goy to do a Malacha Daraisa in order to facilitate the Ayah Yish to fulfill the Mitzvah Daraisa. But it's only Uvdin the Chol that got in the way, what he calls. What's Uvdin the Chol? A change in the object itself. Take away the change in the object itself, and you go back to the Yitter. It's permissible to tell a Goy to do a Molocha de Oraisa for the purpose of a Mitzvah, such as the Molocha Votzah, where there's no Uvdin the Chol, there's no change in the object itself. This is Rabbeinu Yonah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do we pass in that way? Tash does not. Turn to Simon Reish Ayin Vov, please. Reish Ayin Vov Sif Aleph. Please turn. Reish Ayin Vov Sif Aleph. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Ein Yehudi Shehidlik Asaneh B'Shul Yisrael also the call Afilim Mishlohudlik B'Shvilo. All right. And the Bir Halacha Afilu Dafka Malacha Dvar Torah. Malacha de Rabbanan, Shara Leacher. And he starts talking here about Mavrad al Rabbis Mishra Rabbim. This has a status of a Doraisa. So what do you see? That he's asering, Rabbi Osai, he's asering the Hanah from a Malacha Doraisa, even the Malacha Motzah. So I wanted to suggest that there may be some kind of a Svarba Malacha Mitzvah to rely upon this Rabbeinu Yonah, namely, it's only Nisra Otsal, it can be more Mekel, not only in the Lechatchila, but even in the B'di Eved, and some posts don't seem to agree. But this leads into my conclusion for today's Shia, which is a very interesting conclusion. Turn to the Mishnah. No, you don't have a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Ches, Sivkot Mem Hei. Okay, listen very carefully. Sivkot Mem Hei. He says as follows. Quotes from Magen Avraham. Says as follows. Mi sheyesh lo lefosos temunim bebor upaskon ha'akam b'yomtiv ha'b'shabes im osa akam b'tzorach Yisrael afil ma'peres ha'yishol akam osa b'achila at b'chdei sheyasu. Why? He did a malacha for you. What does that mean? Did he touch the fruits? No. No. Why do we say there's no change in the Chefza? Teres says that we don't pass them this way. You know, there's no change in the Chefza. If the fruits were inaccessible, it was locked behind something coming out of lock, and the guy smashed the lock, you can't eat those fruits. Not on Yom Tov, you have to wait until B'chnei Shiasa afterwards. Aye, there are similar cases we seem to be making. We'll give a look if you can in the Shin Zion Rabosai. The Mishnah Berurah, end of Sivkotin Nunvov, talking about opening a letter, something very similar. The guy opens a letter, can you read that letter on Shabbos? So he says over here, in page 206, Mishnah Berurah, he says, in my geres chasuma, omer l'goy eni yochel l'kroso, kol zman shein pasuach, v'mer yavar ha'goy yiftecheu. How can that be? You should be not allowed to read the letter. So the poskim say that's a different story. That's because there are some poskim who say that I'm allowed to open the letter. So we go back to the same business. If it's a machlokas by Yidri, we're going to make it by a goy. So I want to say the following very big chiddush, very big chiddush. The Rabbeinu Yonah's Yisod, listen carefully, please. Rabbeinu Yonah's Yisod, listen, is true when it comes to a Yid. Because Maisa Shabbos is only a physical change. If there's no physical change, there's no Isra of Maisa Shabbos. So how come we are so machmir? The answer is, we're not machmir because of the Maisa Shabbos consideration. We're machmir because of the what? Shema Yomalo consideration. Rabosai. The Shema Yomalo consideration. Amazing. The Shema Yom Alo consideration, that's why we're Machmir. Rabbeinu Yonah is basically correct. He's basically correct. Oh. What happens if someone sends me a letter from Chutz L'Tchum? So the Mishnah Berurah writes over here, it's if Katan Nun Hei, there's room to be Mekim. Why? Look what he says. Look here from Nun Hei. He says, the Gzeira Shem Yomel Goy Shev Lachus Tchum Aval Hocha B'Yigeres Lo Shayach Lo Makeim She'ein Yodea Mi Yishlach Lo. I don't know who's going to send me a letter. I'll tell you next time, go what? Go collect the letter someone's going to send me. I have no idea who's going to send me the letter. So the practical consideration doesn't exist. Then he adds, V'gam Yishloma Ad Lo Choshiv Hano Kevin She'no Nenavi Gufa Shem Alocha. There's no change in the Chefza. So Rabbo said, my pshat and Mishnah Berurah, you need both reasons, not either one. Both, together only. Why? One reason that's not Shayach Shema Yomalo is asked to eliminate the Gzeir Shema Yomalo. The second, in an enemy Gufo, no change in the Chertza, eliminates the issue of Maisa Shabbos. You need both. You need both. So the B'Alach is not so happy over here. B'Alach says, he's not so excited about it. Because it goes back to the old question. No! Rabbeinu Yonah saves the day. According to the Svar of Rashi, Yisra Maisa Shabbos, you accept Rabbeinu Yonah. But it is a practical consideration that overrules Rabbeinu Yonah. There's lumdus aside. You're going to go tell the guy to do it.
to the two separate problems. You have to give two separate solutions to the two separate problems. That's what the Vilna Gaon means. The Gaon says, look in Siman Tov, in the Magen Avraham, Tov Kuf Tes Vav, Sivkot M'chavav. What does it say over there? There it says, you're not having Anah from the Malacha Atzmo. But the problem is, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, here, by the Lefosos Tumunim, it's in fact Aser. The answer is, there it's Aser, Gzera Shema Yomalo. You'll tell him to break open the lock next time. That's why it's Aser. But in the case in which there is no such consideration, there's room to be Mekel. Such as the case of the letter. I can't tell him what to do. It's impossible. I don't know who's going to send me a letter. Oh, this Rabosai is against the Shemir Shabbos Kuchos that I answer to see. That's what we have to start to talk about tomorrow. The Mitzvah tomorrow, Rabosai, we'll talk about the Shemir Shabbos Perik on the Maramakom. It's Perik Lamed, Sif Nun Vav. If you want to take a look at Sif Nun Zayin and the one in Perik Yud Ches, all those things are problematic based upon this analysis. We'll start out tomorrow. Let's begin the Siyata Dishmaya. Review some of the highlights of yesterday. We spoke about the fact that the Isra Hanami Melechas Nochri has two separate and distinct reasons, which may, according to some, be related, one being the reason for the Gzeira, one being the definition of the Gzeira, and they are respectively the Tosefta's reason of the Perish. You may have to tell them directly, Tosefta Perik Yidal Lach Yidal, Shem Yagilu Shabbos Habo, and the possibility, which not everyone agrees to, which the Rashi seems to maintain, which is an Easter of Hanah Mimeleches Yisro, which is called Maisa Shabbos. So Rashi's Mechadesh, at the Easter of Maisa Shabbos, is found explicitly in the Gemara. With respect to Yisro, the Malach of three Shidas and Tanoim, Rav Meir, Rav Yudav Yochan Masandler, applied even to a case in which a non-Jew did Malach. So in three separate and distinct instances yesterday, we try to point out distinctions between the various reasons. Aside from the classical nafkaminas given by the Mefarshim, I think I asked you to see the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa. He rattles off an entire series of nafkaminas between the two reasons. Again, assuming the two reasons which don't agree with each other at all, if that would be the case, he has a whole list of potential nafkaminas. I wanted to show it to you. Perek Lamid Ha'ora Kuf Chav Dalet. Hanafkabin Nafkina Ben Shnei HaTaymen. He wants to know, number one, Yisrael did a Malacha B'Shogeg. According to Rashi, he needs Kadesh Yasa. Because after all, Yisrael and Goya, the same thing. But Goya says Kadesh Yasa applies to Yisrael too. Whereas according to Tosfos, you don't. That's one Nafkamina. Then he wants to know a second possibility. Old Nafkaminas, what about Yantos Shein Ishul Golias? They rattled up a whole series of them. I saw others even have more Nafkaminas, but let's not belabor that point. We want to discuss cases in which we can find distinctions which will enable us to analyze various statements found in the Rishonim and the Poskim. For example, we spoke about the Tosis over here, Kuf Chav Beis Amin Aleph, where we see a distinction between the Deoraisa and the Derabbanan. Not with respect to the person himself, but only with respect to others. So what kind of business is this? Manasha, make up your mind. So that's what we explained. That with respect to the idea of Shema Yoma Lagosh Lassos Viatmo, that only applies if you are enjoying the Hanah. Because Ein Adam Chote Malolo, the expression that the Rush used, according to Baba Metzian. And elsewhere. So I'm not going to sin for somebody else. So therefore, if I'm not having any hanah from it, only some. If a goy brings the something from Jew A and Jew B enjoys it, there's no Shema Yomalo. Therefore, from that perspective, it should be okay. But there's an additional perspective, namely, Yisur Hanah from what's called Maisa Shabbos. But as far as that additional perspective is concerned, if you look carefully in a couple of Bir Agros, as we made reference to yesterday, that only applies to the Oraisis. So the distinction between the Orais and the Rabbanon is not as far as the Shema Yomalo, that applies even to the Rabbanon, but as far as the Yisur Maisa Shabbos, that's where we find the distinction between the Raisa and Rabbanan with respect to a Yid, and that's transferred over with respect to a Goy. That was the first case. Top Tosis here, the Im. We use exactly the same logic to explain that one liner here in Tosis, when Tosis is talking about the famous Rabbeinu Tam. If you can climb into the water, so then there's no Easter of Hana, you could have gotten it yourself. So they tried to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, brought a Raya, took more air than Mamala from the base. Was in the Tchum, went out and came back again. The Tosis says, in rejecting the Raya, no, that's only a Dirabona. Then they reject the rejection. Because then you also Yisrael, Atzal HaMatzinu Chilik. So what was the original rejection? Before it was rejected? What that one line think? Again, the same exact svara. Rabbeinu Tam is a shitasa. He holds the reason for the Yisra HaNoah is Shema Yomolo. So if I can get it to myself, I'm not going to be Yomolo. Oh, that's as far as Shema Yomolo is concerned. But, aside from that, is an Yisra of Maisa Shabbos. So within the Yisra of Maisa Shabbos, there we find a distinction between the Raisas and the Rabbonans, even for the person himself. Normally, for the person himself, we don't find a distinction. Why not? Shema Yomolo. But if you could just easily go into the well and get the water yourself, there's no Shema Yomolo. It's like, in effect, like a Cherim. That was the second case. The third and final case, which was the end of the year, was the Svara that the Rashba and Aflam Kuflam and quote from the Mora Rav Rabbeinu Yonah. What is that? That is a very interesting Svara. That Maisa, more as an expression in Erevim, which the Rif calls the Sefer Shabbos, you saw last week. Shwus Sheyeshba Maisa would be make. But it's an additional problem. What the Rabbeinu Yonah calls Dumya Du'uvdin D'chol, when some significant change takes place with respect to the Chefza. That is too serious for them to allow to happen, even in the case of a mitzvah. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah said. Oh. So now, this being the case, we make the following suggestion. Open up, please, again. discussing the question of a someone brought something, a letter. Someone brought a letter Michutz Chuk. The Tov Lizar, there's a certain Zahiris, but not Mikir Adin. The question is, why not? Why is it Yisrael? the Mishnah Berurah in discussing the question of a someone brought something, a letter. Someone brought a letter Michutz Chuk. The Tov Lizar, there's a certain Zahiris, but not Mikir Adin. The question is, why not? Why is it Nisra Anah? It will Echas Agoy. So he explains till the end of Nun Hei, with a little Samach Bezes. Awesome time of Mishum, Gzera Shem Yom Lagar Shiavel Yavel Michutz Chuk. Abel Hocha should be Igeres Lo Shayach Lama came. Shinu Dea Mi Yishtach Lo. So this is the Shem Yom, but doesn't apply. No. The Ganye Shlomar, the Lo Choshev Anah came and She'en Onan and Mikufa Shem Malacha. So the way I'm reading these two reasons are both required to be matter. Why both? The first reason is required to obviate the Shema Yomalo, and the second, if it's only came Chutzkum, no change in the Chevza, is required to obviate the Easter of Maisa Shabbos. So again, the same idea, the two reasons, each one coming to knock off a different possible Isser Hano. That's what I wanted to suggest. And again, if you look at Mincha Shlomo, Simon Hay, Sivkot and Beis, at the beginning, he sounds like he's saying something along these lines. Oh. This being the case, Rebbe Osei, it comes out against the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chos. That's where we have to pick up. Please open the Perek Lamed, Sif Nun Vov. Nokrish Osam B'Shabbos Melocha Avur Yehudi. Ve'ena Yehudi Nena Ano Yeshira Mimen. Mutulo Lehonas Mimen Afilu B'Shabbos. Who said so? Kalkelas HaShabbos, it's true. The Kalkelas HaShabbos said so. I'm not denying that. But then, to prove the point, the Shemir Shabbos calls three Mishnah Berurahs. Shin Zayin Yud Aleph, Nun Hei, and Ayin Vav. So either Aleph and Ayin Vav have nothing to do with anything. Either Aleph and Ayin Vav are referring to cases where you could have managed without it. What do you mean? You had one candle. You read Bedochak. You put in a second candle. Here, you couldn't manage Bedochak. I don't think it's a good rye at all. You could have, whatever. Indirect, I know, but I don't think it's the same at all. The only key you think is Nun Hei. That's true. In Nun Hei, he said it. In Nun Hei, he said it. That Hano Yeshiva, no change in the Chavtza. But the way I explain to you, it's only half the story here in Nun Hei. You need both. You need two considerations, and maybe the Shemir Shabbos understood the Vagam is a separate and independent territory, the two separate territories. I'm saying no, Vagam is, you need both. Mashlimim Zezeh. So therefore, I don't agree with this Pshak. I don't think it's true. The Mincha Shlomo said it's not true. Yes, in the case where there's a Machlokas HaPoskim, then we can be making Sif Nun Zayin. He opened a can, a tuna fish can. He opened a letter. These things which according to some poskim, even the Jew can do it himself. All right. That's a different story. According to this, Rebbe Osei, as Shlomo Zalman says in Mincha Shlomo, Simen Hei, Sifkot and Beis, if a goy would take a key, carry it in the street where there's no Eruv, right, and open the door, can't walk in. Can't walk in. Why? Because if not for this malacha hotzah the guy did, you wouldn't be able to get into the house. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman writes there in Mincha Shlomo. If you want to say if it's a tzorach mitzvah, it's only a karmelis, shvus tzitzus malka mitzvah, okay, that I can understand. Not a malka mitzvah. So I'm going in this time to do nothing special. Or maybe you hold the shvus rav daraisa or whatever. Who says that's so bizarre? Rav Moshe passes that way. In Egris Moshe, Chelek, Bey, Simon, Ayin, Aleph, and Ayin, Zayin. Lo and behold, Rav Shlomo Zalman apparently had a different opinion. Same Gadol, but at a different time had a different opinion, which is printed in Shemir Shabbos Kol Chosa, Perek Yud Ches, Reish Mem Dalet. Okay? Perek Yud Ches. Footnote Reish Mem Dalet. Same Shaila. He says, look at Rav Moshe who asks it, but there's a svara to be made. Why? Kevin shlo nishtana hadava mikamol shahoyo. No physical change. But the chayodim is machmer anyway. But Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, look at this. Otu imposach delas ve'evan shimukta. Ye also gamken likonis v'soch habayis. Or imhidlik or v'shabas l'chabas achem avtech l'vtoch v'bayis. Nesim v'shumkach haknisa l'bayis. Uminole shimova v'shtamesh v'may d'osim v'shumayis v'shabas shigam zeh osim v'diyevad avarachem. It's twice removed. The key is my shabas. So I can't eat the key. Okay. But I might need the key. I want you to go into the house. Twice removed. That's what Shlomo Zalman svar. Wow. The chiddush. Problem is, we mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman had a svar of a keret, a raya of a keret. What's that? Tav kuf yud ches. He had the turnips in a bar, and the guy committed an isser, one of the lamed malachas, and opened it up. So the Mishnah Berurah wrote in Sivkot Memhei for the Magen Avraham, you may not eat those vegetables. So is that the same thing? Let's think for a second. Is that the same thing? What are you saying? You say it's twice removed. He broke the lock. He disconnected. There was a lock, and he somehow smashed the lock, and he freed the lock. If I was eating the lock, it's one thing. I'm only eating the vegetables, which are in the. What's the difference? If I want to have Hanor from the house into which I'm able to go in because he did an Isser in bringing the key. So here he broke the door, so now I can go in and get the vegetables. Is it the same thing or not? Not exactly the same thing. Say that the key is more removed. I don't know, but I saw in the book Amira Lenachri, the beautiful Amira Lenachri. He says, page Ayin Zayin, quotes from one of the Svarim of Shlomo Zalman, Mora Shabbos or something. One of those other Svarim of Shlomo Zalman backed out and said Lefosos Bekarka. He didn't say what I just said. It's a little bit more removed in the case of the key. You have a different svara quoted over there. That maybe the lefes is considered bottle to the karka. It's in some kind of an underground storage area with a lock on top. Someone's considered part of the karka. That's why what's more chomer. I don't quite understand what that means. I don't have the original. It's if you look up an ayin page ayin zayin in Amir Lenachri book. That's what he says. I thought our svara made a little bit more sense. It's a little bit further removed, but that's what Shlomo Zalman found. He changed his mind. That's what he says there. Changed his mind from what he wrote in Mitzvah Shlomo to what's quoted here in Shemir Shabbos Kilchos. I don't know. I thought Mitzvah Shlomo was printed after Shemir Shabbos Kilchos. I'm a little mixed up with the dates, but okay. That's what's printed in Amir Lenach. Good. Now, talk about a kula. I saw the Sefer Melachim Omnayich. Quotes from the Shver from Rabbi Yashiv Shalita, an unbelievable kula. It's the page Tuf Kuf Chof Hey in the back. He's talking here about the electronic keys. Spoke about it a little bit. We'll come back to it. But meanwhile, Mimori Chomi Agoin of Yishuv from Yosef Shalom Yashiv Shalita Shemadi. Now what? Ein kan Isri Anami Lechas Nachri. Da das nota she psichas delas nechshevas rak lemavriach ari. Avriach ari means the Gemara has in the Dorim. It's not considered having hano. It's just chasing a lion away. I don't know. Just chasing a lion away? I didn't think so. You can't get into the house. What, the door is like a lion? When you chase the lion away, nothing changes. I'm sitting there in peace. You have to deal with a bat basically. So Rabbi Cohen did something and the bat ran away. It's Mavriach bat. Okay? So after he did it, so we sat in Beis Medrash B'Shalom as we sat before him. Nothing changed. Beis Medrash is the same way. Right? But if the door is locked, and someone would break through the door. That's not just Mavriach Hari. Why is that only Mavriach Hari? He quotes a mocker for this. Where's Mavriach Hari? The Eish of Avram Buchach. Ooh. What? It's the beginning of Reisha and Vav. Unbelievable. He says over there, and it says in Svarim, that you shouldn't sleep alone in a dark room. You never know. The shades are going to come in. So if the guy is going to come in, catch this now. We call him guy to put off the lights to go to sleep. They bring in guy to put on the lights to go to sleep. Get rid of the shade. So you say, bring in, the guy comes in to put on the lights and go to sleep. So that's Buddha. Why? Mavriach Hari. Get rid of the shade. All right. But I still don't think, right now I can sleep. I'm afraid the shade's going to come and get me. So we'll get some way to get rid of the shader. Okay? But here, I can't get into the room. So he breaks the door down, or opens it with a key. I just don't understand exactly why that should be Mavriach Hari. Yes? Mavriach Hari. Ain't a chanami. No, that's exactly the point. So we can suggest a similar svara that's used by Rav Eliashiv in the case of the hotel who's opening the door for you, that same exact sorrow could be used in these cases as well. That's the whole point. That's what Rabbi Yonah says. That's exactly what he says. No, but you're not eating the mafteach. You're getting into the door. The door is locked. So that's only Mavriach Hari. That's what he suggests. To me, it's a very big kiddush. A big kiddush. All right. Now here, I made a statement yesterday which is not completely accurate. I want to just... this Rabbeinu Yonah that we keep talking about, who says it's mutter, what did he say exactly? What did he say? It's important to know what he said, what he didn't say. Rabbeinu Yonah said, he told me in the case of a mokum mitzvah, you have a guy who's going to carry in the street, and the reason why it's mutter is because it's shvus dein b'mais, and no intrinsic change in the object itself. So yesterday, I misspoke a little bit. I mentioned to you that the Ramah in Siman Shin Chof Hey Sif Yud. Let's just turn there. I want to just make a bit of a correction. In Shin Chof Hey Sif Yud, the Ramah quoted Rabbeinu Tam with respect to water in the which was filled up from the well. But Rabbeinu Tam said it in two cases. Look over here. That Omer Rabbeinu Tam, he told us Kuf Chof Bezim and Aleph. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. With the knock at Behemto, the knock at Mili Mayim, the Atzmo, Dafko, the Ashkas Behemto, Osir. Which is a loyokal of Via Besoka Bor. Who Atzmo is okay. What do you do with Asov, knock the Shalik at Asov in the Torah Yisrael? I, the Yisrael, could take the Behema, Yokal Hamad, Behemto, Algabi Asov in the Bechuba. Rabbi Natam said, it's only Trey every dinar. So the Ramah quoted the first hymn, not the second hymn. That's why I was smiling my horror. In Sifyud, he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. And you'd know if you didn't. So you could say, same thing, you don't have to bother mentioning it. But I was suggesting that maybe no. Maybe he's quoted only in Yudkev, other Tzirufim. What are the Tzirufim? So one Tzirif is the Hagos Mordechai. The Hagos Mordechai is when it comes to Otsoi, Rabbi Chis Bnei Adam. It's a slightly different Mahalach. Then I threw in the Rabbeinu Yonah. That's a rule, that's a mistake. I mentioned Rabbeinu Yonah, that is incorrect. I was going to say Rabbeinu Yonah. What did Rabbeinu Yonah say? Hotzah is different. Right? The Hotzah is different because it's a Ein B'Maisa. But that's incorrect because Rabbeinu Yonah has to concede that there is an Isser of Hanah, even with the Eved, when it comes to Hotzah, the Beforesh Mishnah. A Mishnah of Fereshes. Why? It goes back to the beginning of the Shiur today. Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about the question of what we call the Isser of Maisa Shabbos. So in Maisa Shabbos, that's when there is a distinction between Hotzah and other things. Even with the Raisa, according to Yochanan Asan, good. But it's a separate consideration. You may come to tell the Goy to do it. And for this reason, they also introduce an Isser Hanah, even in the situation of Hotzah. Oh. But, what do Rabbeinu Yonah say? When it comes to a Mokum Mitzvah, a Mokum Mitzvah, when it comes to Mokum Mitzvah, so then we say, Lo Amina Devrayim, when it doesn't look like a roof to the chol. So then in that case, there's going to be no Isser Hanah. Right? There's no Isser Hanah. But In the case of the Gemara in Erevin, there they allow you to tell the guy, and once you allow you to tell the guy that the Makom Mitzah, Memela there's no Easter Anah, Uvdin the Chol, because it's only Otsah. But in a different case of Mitzvah, where you're going to do some Amalach, which is going to change the Chetzah, so the Rabbi Elion is in effect saying, out the Amir itself wouldn't be so bad, but the Chetzah is going to change, it's going to be Uvdin the Chol, you can't have Anah from it. That's what's going to be the problem in a different case of a mitzvah. So we only are matir to let the goy do a mitzvah in a case of a mitzvah to do a malach. In the case of a mitzvah, only by otzah, by nothing else. I repeat again, when it comes to a case of non-mitzvah, it's clear in the Mishnah that it exists in Isra Anah even with respect to the malach of otzah. Oh. So something interesting. Take a look over here in Perik in Shmir Shabbos, Perik Lamed. There are a Kuf Lamed Hey, please. Perek Lamed, Kuf Lamed Hey. Tomat Isser Hano. Shabbatim Yerushalayim Mazalman. Shabbanach Rehavi Sefer Shagup Amitz Derech HaShasarabim. Shapir Ashoy Lilmodbo. Gamalecha Sotso Shlonas Vashini Vigufa Malach. What's his first reason? Mitzvah Slav Lehonas Nidno. By the way, I found what I was looking for. Remember I mentioned the Bialoch of Rina Reshan Rav says when it comes to a candle, you learn about the candle, it's called the Chayotim. It's awesome. What happened to Lav Lehonas Nidno? Everybody knows that the body has great benefits. When there's light around, sound right to me. So I found in the Melachim of Nayach. He says no. Quotes a Pnei Aryeh. I think it's page Nun Dalet and Nun Hey. I believe. He disagrees. There's mitzvah not even by a candle. That's what I would have thought, Mitzvah. But he says that when it comes to a shofar, to a sefer, fine. Then he throws in a tziruf. He throws in a tziruf from Shlomo Zalman does. What's that? V'gam Melacha Sotzah Shlo Nasitz Pashinu Beguf HaMelacha Killed Fei. It's more kal. What's he quote? Shinyud Chesef Aleph. That we saw yesterday. What's Shinyud Chesef Aleph? Talking about a Yid. Talking about a Yid. That Maisa Shabbos is more called by a Yid, by Otso. Another change happens to this. Comes along the Sefer, Megillas Sefer. In the back, there's a whole kuntras called Kuntras Shmir Shabbos. He has an aura on this Shmir Shabbos because from beginning to the end. From cover to cover. So on this very aura in Perek Lamed, Kuf Lamed Hey, even though it's the name of Shlomo Zalman, it doesn't matter. He has the cash anyway. He doesn't understand. He says, "How can this be?" Arbidi is lush. Here we go. Svaras uhusku rakla gabi ma'aser Shabbos shel Yisrael shemazed after Rabbeinu Yonah the Botzoyim lesser but the Eved came and shlonasa shini beguf hadava. Aval benochri, vaday shegam beotzos lehanos. He claims Rachmana Litzlan that Shlomo Zalman was a Tovid by Mishnah. Rachmana Litzlan, is it possible? This is Tovid by Mishnah. You, Shlomo Zalman, call Hatorah Kula. Mishnah is serving him. Kalila Tovid by Mishnah. What are you joking here? Shlomo Zalman is a Tovid by Mishnah. He's got a Mishnah. Can't be. Ooh, but he has them around the neck. What's the answer, Abosai? The answer is no. The Mishnah Shalom B'Malka Mitzvah. But B'Malka Mitzvah, Rabbi Yon, I don't understand this man. Rabbi Yon, what are Rabbi Yon talking about? He's talking about where a guy did it. He's talking about the one area, but a guy took the stuff for the Mila. Ah, it's against the Mishnah here. That's the answer. Malka Mitzvah by a guy is the same as Stamazai by Yisrael. That's the answer. So if Shlomo Zalman is right and he's wrong. I don't want to say he's Tovid by Mishnah, but I think we have to defend the God of Adar, which we just did, okay? So I'm very happy about that. To answer this kasha he has over here in the Kuntras Shmiris Shabbos on this hour. All right. Fine. He has something very, another interesting point he has over here in the Megillah Sefer. Very, very gewaltic. Gevaldik. This is in Shimon Chav Tes Sifkotten Yud Gimel. He says, you know, v'chlal, we shouldn't equate the Yisr Hanoah b'dieved of Yisrael did a malacha and the Goy did a malacha. He rattles off four differences between them. Four differences between them. And after rattling off the four differences, he comes to the following conclusion, Rabbi Osai. All the heterim that we have here, Rabbi Natan's heter, for example, you could have done it yourself. I told him by a Goy. Wouldn't apply, he says, wouldn't apply by Maisa Shabbos. By Yisrael. Very good. Rabbi Natan Shittos, so he's only worried about Shema Yomolo. Right, that's where we had the heter. But when it comes to a, and even if we'll accept it because it's not such a stark issue when it comes to a Goy, when it comes to Yisrael, forget about it. Forget about it. Another thing. I could, hear this to this one now. I could have read B'dochak, famous heter. I could have read B'dochak. What does that mean? I could have read the one candle. He puts a second candle. I can, it's more easy for me to read it. It's usher, it's mutter. It only applies, he says, when a goy did it and not when a yid did it. Okay, and he brings a proof, fascinating proof. We're about to open up to the same Ramah we were at yesterday. Reish Nun Gimel. You were here yesterday? Reish Nun Gimel. Sif Aleph. Last line of page Chaf Aleph. From Zero and Yehudi B'Shabbos, Dino Kishochach V'Shah. Why? So the Vilna Gaon had a fancy, fancy pshat. We spoke about it yesterday in Shia. Remember that? Goy B'Meid is like Yisrael B'Shogeh. Okay, fine. Look at Barhetiv Tes. A whole new pshat from the Magen Avraham. Why? Look what he says. The lo nenem imenu kol kach kevin shekvah yaroy lechol. This is similar to the I could have read the book without this candle. I could have eaten the chon without this action. Nu, very nice. So why is it also by yid? The Terence is this cool only applies to a goy, not to a yid. Very good. Peridik. Very good. Very good. Okay. This is what I wanted to finish up the inyanim from yesterday. Now, Rabbosei, b'siyata d'shmaya, we're starting a new topic. This topic is quite important, very, very important, halacha l'maaseh, and it's also a little complex. Let's open the Gemaras, read through the sugya, and then try to figure out what to do with it. Kuf chav beis amad aleph is al-daf. Mir Tashem, we'll finish this inyan, I hope, today and tomorrow. Mishim on Sunday, we'll hope to start the final leg, the last week of learning, which will be on the sugi of Amir Lenachri in terms of schiris and kablonos, hiring workers, paying them by the hour, paying them by the job. Quite an interesting sugi based upon important daf and avodah zara, very important tosis back in Nafiyut Zayin, and the earliest simanim in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Mem Gimel, Reish Mem Dalet, Reish Mem Hey, Reish Mem Reish. Reish Mem Zayin, a little Reish Nun Beis. Those things we haven't even touched yet. That'll be next week's Leave It to the Neder. Okay, well, let's finish up this final sugya in the Yisr Hanoah topic, which is, what happened if it's ambiguous? Why did the Goy do the Malach? We've spoken until now. If he did it for you, it's awesome. If he did it for a Goy himself, it's Mutter. What is the combination thereof? That's where it gets very complicated. Let's take a look here in the Gemara Kufcha Beis Amun Aleph towards the bottom. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Omar Mar, Bamed from Amurim, Shane Makiro, Ava Makiro Osir. If the Goy knows you, so then we're afraid he's going to add extra for you. Ay, Harab Gamliel Makiro Hava. He built a ramp to get down from the boat, and he knew Rabbi Gamliel at least from the trip, right? And Rabbi Gamliel still walked down the ramp. Omar Abay Shalom Bafonav Hava. Rabbi Gamliel's on the other side of the boat. He's on the big boat. Rabbi Gamliel was on the east side of the boat, and he put the ram on the west side of the boat, and then he walked down. Rav Amar, Afilutema Bifana. Why? Very world famous expression. Ner le'echad, ner le'meya. What do you mean, ner le'echad, ner le'meya? What does that mean? Rashi explains, Makirava, Shrebisvina Hayaboyimo. If you say a lot of the people, not like in the New York City subways, say a lot of the people on the boat, say knew Rabbi Gamliel was. Yeah? Shalom Bafan of Hava, Kshas, the lawyer Rabbi Gamliel, Hashem, the Nechavale, Nedachalanamea, Kevesh Liechot, Kevesh Namea, Abel Gabi Asavim, Kshumakiro, Marabe Bishvilo. Yeah? Very, very nice svar. So far, so good? Everyone with me so far? Right. Nesvei. Omolen Rabbi Gamliel. Hoel Shvishalo Befoneinu Aso. Nerebo. Rashi. V'tam olav Shvishalo Befonavu. No. Kashi L'rova. V'shamina Mina. The Befonav Osur. And for the Gemara, no, change the text. Ema, Hova Aso, Neiridbo. Rashi, but Tamalabish was love of fun of who? Alohochi have a mice, all right, may have been true, but he would have gone down even had it been fun of. Okay, Toshma. Here we got, now he's thought a real suit. Here, She Yisrael, Venochrim, Dorin, the Sofa. For Hoysaba Mercha, Tamarchet, Bishabis. Imrov, Nochrim, Shabbos can't take a bed. It's there as a balonim. Rashi says the motzoi Shabbos right away. No chdeshiyasa required. Im rov Yisrael yamte bechdeshiyicham uchamim. Wow. Rashi. Shlo yehona b'mashik dima lahacham b'Shabbos. V'chein b'kol ma'isa Shabbos natsu chacham shiel yamte b'leir bechdeshiyasa. V'ahacha dechimim le'echad chimim le'meya de'bevas achas mechamimim. Vikotan im rov Yisrael, David Dumya de Makiro, the Masika Daita Lassus Af Bishvilo Osur. The Afagav, the Shalom Bafonov, Vikasha Ben Labaye Ben Larovo. This is Shver on both. It's Shver on both, because here's Shalom Bafonov, no Rebu possible, and it's still Osur. Answer the Gemara, you have it all wrong. Osum, Ki, Mechanami. Adata de Ruba Mechamami. What does that mean? Adata de Ruba Mechamami. Vikachil Shabbos Beshvilam. Avol Nochri Yisrael. The Nochri Adata de Nafshehu de Ovid. Shoril Abayesh Labafonov. Uli Rava Fil Labafonov. Rabbo said there are two issues over here. One is, what's the Iker? Right? What's the Iker? If it's Iker for Yisrael, forget about it. That's certainly awesome. Then is the question. He did it for himself, but he did it also for you. So then you're afraid Shemiyabi Bishvilo. So then you have the heter of either Rebu or Shlomo Bafonov. Again, I repeat. If it's considered halachically, he did it for the Yid, forget it. If that's what's the case of Rov Yisrael, forget about that. But if it's a case where he did it for the Goy, you only finish Shemiyabi Bishvilo. Then, if it's either Shalom B'Fonav or Ne'er Lechon Ne'er, there's no Shem Yarba. I'm kind of Gemara. One more Toshma, and then we almost finished. Toshma. Ne'er Adolik B'Mesiba. Imrov Nachrim Mutal Eshtamash Liorim. Imrov Yisrael Osir. Mechza Osir. Rashi. Ne'er Adolik B'Mesiba Shal B'nei Adam. Imrov Yisrael Osir. Ha'ocha Ha'avi Dumi D'Makiro. Ha'ol V'Ruba Ninu. Asik daita lahadik apashvilam vikotani asur. Answers. Hosam nami ki madlake. Turn the page, please. Adata deruba madlake. The same terrors. The Ritva Yasa Kasha. Already gave it. We went with this once. We have to ask the same Kasha twice. So we'll see. Rashi. Adata deruba. Hilkok Yisrael Iker. Umechta mechtanami leka lemekim Allah the milsa. Very important phrase. The ikal lemeima ikal data as the madlik b'shul Yisrael. The ikal lemeima ikal data as the madlik b'shul Nochri. Avo Nochri v'Yisrael v'amadlik atma mishtamish leora vada ikar adata the day of it. V'keva the ner lecha ner lemeir shari. What's the Rashi saying? Yisrael Odom kara v'etel atmo. When do we discuss what his main attention is? But if he's not involved, not for me. Do I do it for 20 people? Do I do it for 15 Agoyim and 5 Ayidin or Faker? Yes, since I'm not involved, I follow the majority. That's what Rashi sounds like. But if I'm involved, what's my main kavana? Me, myself, and I, we are more than anybody else. Sorry. Now we end with a story. A story? Shmuel ikla leve avin torin. Also, nochri adlik shraga. Came to a place and a guy came and put on a candle. Ahadrinu Shmuel ape. Turned his back. Didn't want to have any enough for the candle. Came to the chaz of the icy star for kokori. The guy brings a star to read by that candle they just lit. Oh my, oh. Adata the nafshehu the adlik. He turned back the other way. He could have another. The guy did it for himself. Okay, that's the story. Okay. We read through the Gemara. Okay. So, the clearest statement of what I want to tell you now is found in the Rosh. So we're going to see it there. Although the other Rishonim talk about it also. The Rosh is in Siman Yud Dalet. End of the 16th parak. After the story of Shmuel, it's Sarach Lomar, the Hafuv the Havi Barov Yisrael. You hear what's going on? The majority of the people there are Yid. Allahs Maksa Maksa. Dibrov Nachrim. I feel the law my sister of a curry, sorry. The Mistama, that's the Ruba command, as we saw earlier. Vafilo Hecha, the Haber of Israel. Kaver, the Mukhak, the Beshvil, Nokri, Idliko, sorry. The Nail Echa, the Mea, the Dafka Mistama, I mean, I doubt that the Ruba command. Yeah, I have no Nagia, so I'm probably finding the majority. It's for myself. Me, myself, and I is a majority of over 10 million people. That's the assumption. So that's the Rosh. The Magid Mishnah is not completely clear that this is true. Do we have a Rambam here? Thank you. The Magid Mishnah is in Perek Vov Halacha Dalit. Yesh mi shekosav shem asol atzorach atzma biyodua afilu hoyu sham kami Yisraelim mutter to the olam ikur datam enu el atzmo. What does he say about it? Two words. Vitzarach iyan. He's not sure? Not so convinced. Okay. Just want to bring it to your attention. He's not convinced. Let's see some other source. Let's turn our both sides to the Mordechai Simon Tuf Yud. Found on page 152. Towards the bottom of the first column. He quotes the Yerushalmi. Here's where the fun starts. So we learned only Bavli so far, hasn't been too bad. Yerushalmi is a whole new story. I both said the key text in the Sugya is found in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Messiah Allah. Hada Amra Nase Bishul Nachri. The Yisrael Mutter. Good. Okay, if that's the Gemara seems to say. The Ka'omah, the Yerushalmi responds, no. Dilma Mishum De'ein Mechayven also Lotetz Mi Beso. Avo Bi'alma Aser. Whoa. The Machlokas Amaroyim in the Yerushalmi. This is, I think, where it's Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, I think, is the first day. And Rabbi Yono, or some of the gifts of Rabbi Yossi, is the second day. So the second day is Machmir. That really it's us, even if he did it for himself. They don't force you to leave your house, but really it's us, sir. The Chayim Pasek V'Sefer HaMitzvos, the Melacha, and well, you might have said, what? It's Mutter, Kamashal, and what? That is us, sir. You have to read it right. It's all the Havamin, Kamashal, and it's us, sir. That's the Amman Pirish HaMishnayim. Where's the Mishnah Torah? It's one word in Mishnah Torah. One word, a key word. This is going to be the most important word. today, and even going into tomorrow's shiur, we focus on this one word. Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. Rambam quotes his din, he adds a word. Goy she'asa malacha me'atza b'Shabbos. Yibishu Yisrael asa osa, asa lanasa yosa malacha motzei Shabbos. Fine. V'im b'shvil atzmo. Let's talk Yisrael is mutter. He has the word.